The Wonder Show, presented by Wonder Bread.
Yo-ho, 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 yo-ho. We are the bakers who mix the dough and bake the bread in an oven so and work for the continental. We are the bakers in spotless white whose hands are polished and shining bright, who bake the bread that is always right. Hurrah for the Wonder Baker. Yo-ho.
Show starring Jack Haley, with Lucille Ball, Virginia Vettel, Artie Auerbach, Ted Fiorito and his orchestra, and the Happy Wonder Bakers. Are you serving the kind of bread your family really likes? Bread with the texture of angel food, the fragrance of sun-ripened wheat, and the flavor of fresh-baked bread? Want bread like that? Then join the thousands who are quitting even old favorite brands for this marvelous slow-baked Wonder Bread. Ask your grocer for it tomorrow. Remember, Wonder Bread is fresh, has better texture, better fragrance, better flavor. Yet it costs no more than the second best. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's the night, for now we present that well-known Hollywood fashion plate. The man who started all the new fads. He headed the beret fad. He headed the polo shirt fad. He headed the slacks fad. And here he comes now, that fad head, Jack Haley!
Thank you. Gail, I think you're most unkind, but I'm too tired to argue about it. As a matter of fact, I'm even too tired to talk about your mustache tonight.
Oh, well, my mustache is something you really can talk about.
Well, you're right there, Gail.
Now, all kidding aside, Jack, don't you think my mustache is becoming?
Yeah, and I'd like to see it when it becomes.
Well, Jack, plenty of people heckle me about my upper lip adornment, but I don't care.
You don't, eh?
No. In order to raise a thin, even mustache like mine, it takes pluck.
Oh, so you tweeze it, too.
Now, wait a minute, Jack.
All right, Gail. I'm in no mood to argue tonight. I'm all worn out. You know, I was so tired this morning, I could hardly put on my trousers.
Gosh, Jack, are you all in?
I hope so. You know, Gail, look, grab my upper and lower lip and pull, will you?
Grab your upper and lower lip and pull?
Yeah.
What's the idea?
I feel like yawning.
You certainly are fatigued. Now, how come?
Well, I'll tell you. Besides being on this radio show, I'm also busy making two pictures of 20th Century Fox.
Two pictures?
Yes, and is that work exhausting? In one picture, I have to kiss Loretta Young about 50 times. Then I have to walk up a flight of stairs in the same building and kiss Arlene Whelan 50 times. And then I have to go downstairs
but
and...
But, Jack... Kissing Loretta Young and Arlene Whelan shouldn't be exhausting work.
Yeah, but that walking up and down the stairs is...
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Lucille.
Why, Jack, what's the matter? You look terrible.
Really? Do I? Do
you...
I look bad?
Do you? Why, you could frighten Mars.
Now, stop kidding, Lucille. I really do feel bad. Why, only yesterday I saw black spots and white spots in front of my eyes.
Did you see a doctor?
No, just black spots and white spots. It's due to overwork, I think. I guess being in radio and motion pictures is too much for me.
Well, Jack, if you're so worn out, I know a swell masseur you can go to. He's done me a world of good.
Is he really good, Lucille?
I'll say he is. I go to him 3 times a week, and he makes me feel like a new person. He loosens the muscles in my legs, in my shoulders, my arms.
Neck, too?
Yes, but his wife isn't looking.
Oh, he's married.
Yes, that's where the rub comes in.
I'm feeling worse every second. Gail, I think I'll go home and lie down. Take over the show, will you?
All right, Jack, but if you wanted to take the day off, why didn't you say so instead of pulling that overwork gag?
That's no gag, Gail. Radio is an awful strain. Why, even Ted Fiorito is worn out from overwork. And I can prove it to you. Oh, Ted. Yes, Jack, what is it? Ted, don't you find radio work very exhausting? Aren't there times when you find it hard to keep your eyes open?
Why, yes, Jack.
See, Gail? Tell me, Ted, when are the times you find it hard to keep your eyes open?
When I'm asleep.
No, Ted, you don't seem to understand. Aren't there times when you feel broken down in health?
No, Jack, I don't think so.
That's strange. You don't look so well right now. Ted, you have a wan face.
Well, Juan pays enough for me.
Oh. Well, I don't care what anybody says. I'm going home. That joke hasn't helped me.
Say, Jack. Jack. Why didn't I think of this before? If you're not feeling well, I've got something here that will make you feel swell.
What is it, Ted?
It's a medicine that'll cure everything. Listen to what it says on the label. Instant relief. Good for colds, hoarseness, that puny feeling, and gout.
Oh, that's just what I need, Ted. I'll try it. Give it to me. Oh, gosh, it tastes awful. Are you sure it'll cure me?
Sure, Jack. Look at the label.
Let me see. Oh!
What's the matter?
Oh, this label says good for colts, horses, ponies, and goats. Jack, Peter, is there a doctor in the house?
Virginia Merrill, sing something. We've got to keep the show going.
Okay. Well, while we're working on the unconscious form of Jack Haley, I'll try to swing a little the Dixieland Band. Okay, sir. Did you ever hear the story of the Dixieland Band? Well, let me tell you, brother, that the music is grand. Why, they had piano and a clarinet. Oh, only thing they needed was a second cornet. And that's what led to the ruin of the Dixieland Band. He played so sweetly, each tone mellow while they would be playing. He played so sweetly, just like a cello while they'd be hey-haying. They got him so he couldn't play right. Yep, that night he got him was on a Saturday night. Why, he hit a figure that was off the chord. Apoplexy got him and they went to the Lord. And that's the pitiful story of the Dixieland Band. Ah, but now they're up in heaven and they're happy at last, 'cause they found one trumpet man that really can blast. Why, the way he swings, it is an awful shame. And he can really do it. Gabriel is his name. And so, folks, you've heard the story of the Dixieland Band. Now, if you hear a trumpet start to play, say, don't you be afraid, it's not Judgment Day. It's just Mr. Gabriel sounding his A. And the Dixieland Band.
I can't tell yet.
Oh, the show must go on. I'm a big hit. I'm getting 70 laughs, 80 laughs, 90 laughs.
Oh, poor Jack. He's slap happy. Is there anything further I can do? Doctor, is there anything I can do?
No, Miss Verrell. When Mr. Haley fainted, he certainly fell into a peculiar position. Did you straighten out his limbs?
Well, all except his right hand. I can't pry it loose.
Pry it loose from what?
His wallet.
This is a very difficult case. I've got to figure out a good antidote.
Oh.
Shut up, I'm thinking.
Oh, pardon me, Doctor. Oh.
Mr. Ball. Miss Ball.
Yes, Doctor.
I set the instruments to boil. Are they ready yet?
Well, wait a minute. I'll stick a fork in them. Yeah, they're done.
Thanks. Say, wait a minute. Who put an egg in here?
I did.
Now, Mr. Fiorita, you're not cooperating.
I am so.
You are, eh? Well, did you put a thermometer in Mr. Haley's mouth, as I told you?
Yes, and I certainly had a tough time getting it off the wall.
Oh, look, Jack coming out of it. Why, he's opening his eyes.
Oh, what happened? Where am I?
Now, just relax, Mr. Haley. You'll be all right. You had a terrible shock, but you're coming out of it nicely.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Dr. Hoffman. I was in the audience listening to your program when you fainted, and I came up on the stage.
Oh, Doctor, do you think I'll live?
Yes, but I don't advise it. Now, Mr. Haley, just what seems to be your trouble?
Well, Doctor, I don't know exactly. I feel sluggish. I can't seem to keep awake during the show.
It's very simple to remedy that, Mr. Haley. I'll just give you some medicine to keep you awake.
That's swell, Doc. When do I get it?
Get in line. The audience comes first. Mr. Haley, for a complete examination. First, I want to listen to your heart.
Say, Doc, here's your stethoscope.
It's not stethoscope, Ted. It's stethoscope. Isn't that right, Doc?
You said it. Now I'm going to listen to your heart. Heart's all right. Now, Mr. Haley, stick out your tongue.
Ah.
Farther.
Ah.
Farther.
Ah.
Farther.
Ah.
Boy, what a spot for a ski jump.
Just as I thought.
What's the trouble with him, Doc?
It's a case of tachycardiacal thrombosis complicated with ventricular stenosis.
That's just what I've been telling him, Doc.
Of course, I may have been a bit hasty in my diagnosis. I have to make a few further tests.
I'll answer it. Hello? Oh, it's for you, Doctor. Here's the phone.
Hello? Hello? Stop shouting! Who's shouting? You are! I am not!
Take the stethoscope out of your ears, Doctor. You're talking to yourself. Here's the phone.
Oh, I must be getting absent-minded. Hello? Hello, nurse. He did? It's too bad. Well, just leave him in the hospital.
What's the trouble, Doctor?
Oh, nothing serious. One of my patients just died.
Oh. But why leave him in the hospital? Why don't you notify his wife?
He doesn't have a wife.
Why don't you notify his father?
He doesn't have a father.
Doesn't he have any living relatives?
No, they've all been my patients. Now, where was I? Yes, the blood test. The blood test.
Oh.
Now, Mr. Haley, this isn't going to hurt you a bit.
Yeah.
I just want a drop of your blood. Oh, Mr. Gordon, will you kindly assist me?
Certainly, Doctor.
Now, Mr. Haley, I'll just stick this needle in your arm like this.
Oh! What do you want me to do, Doctor?
Just squeeze it. Well, there's a good sample. Now I think I'll take a blood count. Listen.
One, two, three,
four.
Five, comrade.
One, two, three,
four.
Five, comrade.
What's that five, comrade?
That's a red corpuscle.
What's the verdict, Doctor?
Oh, there's nothing radically wrong. Just get sufficient sleep and relaxation and you'll be all right. Well, goodbye. Just a minute. I've got all my instruments, but my thermometer. Where's my thermometer?
Well, when you put it in my mouth, I ate it.
You ate the whole thermometer?
Yes, all except that red bulb at the bottom.
Are you dope? The red bulb's the best part.
Almost 500,000 women have compared all the different breads at their grocers, and 89 out of every 100 judged one brand, Wonder Bread, the best. This overwhelming preference for Wonder Bread is due largely to slow baking. Although this takes about 13% longer than ordinary breads, it bakes the loaf evenly throughout. And since Wonder Bread is not forced into baking in a blistering hot, dry oven, the flavor, aroma, and moisture are not parched out. Pick up a loaf of Wonder Bread at your grocer's. Note the feel of freshly baked bread. Not dry, hard. Not mushy, full of air holes. Wonder Bread feels tender, springy, firm. Remember, Wonder Bread is fresh. It has one, better texture, two, better fragrance, three, better flavor. Yet it costs no more than the second best.
Oh, Virginia, come here a minute, will you? I want to tell you something, Virginia.
Okay, Jack?
You know, when I fainted a little while ago, I had the strangest dream about Cinderella and the prince.
You mean the old fairy tale, Jack?
Yes, Virginia, but the story was a lot different in my dream.
Oh.
It's a very old, familiar tale, dear.
I see.
But in an up-to-date way.
So Cinderella and the prince are stale, dear. Let's tell how they do it today.
When a prince of a fella meets a Cinderella on a night as bright as this.
Does he slip her a slipper?
No, sir. Not if he can slip her a kiss. When the moonlight is yellow, does the Cinderella tell the fella to be gone?
And does she leave him at midnight? No, sir. Not if she can linger till dawn. Arm in arm, they dream while they're dancing to the sound of a trumpet's way.
You will find it's great for romancing. It's a modern fairy tale. When a prince of a fella meets a Cinderella.
And he says, baby, what's foul?
Does she cuddle up closer?
Yes, sir.
Well, baby, how's about it with you?
Okay, Jack, you're my prince of a fella.
And you're my Cinderella.
Oh, but this is 1938. Do we ride in a pumpkin?
No, sir. We romance in a Ford V8. When I call at your doorstep with your wicked old step, mother tell me to be gone.
Ah, she won't know you are there, sir. Cause, sir, she'll be out to play in bridge till dawn.
We don't have to waltz and to curtsy when we go to the royal ball.
No, but instead we'll do the big apple to the band down at the hall. Now our prince of a fella gets his Cinderella,
but on a strictly modern note. And if Winchell is listening, please quote,
flash! And so they were married and lived happily ever after. It's a modern fairy tale come true.
Thank you. That was Virginia Verrill and yours truly singing When a Prince of a Fellow Meets a Cinderella. And now for another story for my family album. It's about my second cousin on my grandfather-in-law's side, Gaucho Haley, a rollicking two-fisted he-man of the Argentine Pampas.
Gee, that sounds exciting, Jack. He looks very romantic, too.
He was, Virginia. When he kissed a girl on the lips, he knew she would stick to him.
How was that?
He chewed gum.
Oh!
There I go. How well I remember one episode in his life. After the great roundup in the Argentine, Gaucho and all his men had gathered around the campfire for a celebration. They were laughing, carefree, singing.
Bueno, amigos, bueno, quiet.
I, Gaucho, want to make speech with you. Today I'm a very happy man. I have just got word that Pedro Gonzalez, the cattle thief, is in jail. And tomorrow I marry the beautiful Lucita, the prettiest girl in all Argentina. So we must celebrate, be happy, dance, sing.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha, yo no puedo caminar. Porque me tengo, porque me falta, cigarette que fumar.
Fiesta, fiesta.
La cucaracha, yo no puedo caminar. Porque me tengo, porque me falta, cigarette que fumar.
Fiesta, fiesta.
Sorry, Gaucho, we can't sing any fiesta.
Gaucho, ain't you afraid of Gonzalez's men?
Ah, me afraid. I am very strong, Pancho. Just look at this mighty arm, like an oak. And look at this muscle.
Yeah, like an acorn.
Ah, look who it is. Jose, one of my vaqueros. You are back so early, Jose.
Did you round up all the cattle?
Yes, Gacho. I round up all the cows except the one over there by the fence.
You dope. That is a Bull Durham sign.
No wonder I couldn't milk it.
Nothing but trouble. I think I will go into the house and get dressed and go to see my Lucita. Pancho, Pancho. Where are you, my servant?
Here I am, master. I am fixing your bath.
Well, what's the idea of sitting in the tub?
I want to see if the water is hot enough.
Come, help me get dressed.
Si, senor.
Come here.
Are you the gaucho?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to run off with 60 of your best horses.
You are.
Hey, and I'm going to run off with a herd of your best cattle.
You are.
And I'm going to run off with all of your best sheep.
And what do you think I'm going to do?
Chase me?
Attention, amigos. I'm going to see my Lucita. Where are you, amigos? Hey, amigos. I go now to see my Lucita dance at the Cafe Tamale. While I'm gone, watch out for that Gonzales. He's a bad hombre. Bring me my horse, Wonder.
Why do you call him Wonder?
Because he is a thoroughbred. Some plug. Now, man, lift me up into the saddle. I'm off. I'm off again.
Gacho, there is only one way to keep a man like you in the saddle. And I do mean glue.
Adios, amigos. I go now to the Cafe Tamale.
Lucita, what is it, Ramona?
Pedro Gonzalez has escaped. He will kidnap you. Are you not afraid?
No, Ramona. Why should I be afraid? I am Lucita, the wild bull of the pampas. Besides, Gaucho will protect me.
Oh, the Gaucho? Leave him alone. I love him. And you toy with him like a child with a balloon.
What else can you do with big bag of wind? Who's there?
It is the man you love.
Don't be so indefinite.
It is I, Gaucho.
Wipe your feet and come in.
I'm not going to take off my shoes just for that.
Hello, Gus.
Ah, my Lucita. It's good to see you. No, you are so gorgeous. Your eyes are so beautiful. Your lips are like petals.
Rose petals.
No, bicycle petals.
Gaucho, you came here to tell me something, did you not?
Si.
What you want to tell me?
Well, I don't know how to say.
Yes.
I want to tell you.
Yes.
I want to tell you that I, Gaucho.
Yes.
I, Gaucho, under my skin.
No, Gaucho, you are so strong, so handsome. Tell me, why do you love your little Lucita so much?
I will tell you. One, better texture. Two, better fragrance.
What is this? You're making love to me and you're reading commercials.
Why not? I love the sponsor, too.
It is time for my rumble. Adios.
Adios, Lucita.
Ah, Gaucho, Gaucho.
Ramona, what are you doing here?
Oh, my Gaucho, I love you so. Take me with you. I cannot stay here.
Why not, Ramona?
They want me to do a bubble dance with their grapes.
Gaucho, Gaucho, Gonzalez has kidnapped Lucita.
Don't worry, I will take care of him. Give me my gun, my knives, my rifles, my bombs. And a clean white handkerchief.
Forget about your handkerchief.
What, then get stuck if I want to surrender? Adios, Ramona. I may never see you again.
Promise me?
I'll show you if the gods was afraid. Come on, amigos. Two horse, muchachos. We'll get Gonzalez now. Let's go. Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Quiet. There he is, man. Be careful, amigos. Gonzalez is the most dangerous man in South America. Look, he has Lucita in his arms.
Keep your guns ready and we will sneak up on him.
Well, Rancho Rio Grande, oh boy, I'm feeling dandy.
Are you Pedro Gonzalez from the Rio Grande?
I ain't Alexander from the Red Sign Band.
Gonzalez, I have caught up with you at last. So you're the terrible terrier of the Argentine. The hard-riding, quick-shooting, dangerous desperado?
Could be.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm a bandito.
You're a pillager, a marauder, an obstreperous, iniquitous despoiler, a megalomaniacal, paranoiac ravager.
You see what I mean?
Gonzalez, I have caught you at last.
Don't shoot. I'm the father of 26 children.
Yeah. And when you got married, you promised your wife the world.
Well, I came pretty close to it.
Why, you, I...
Oh, don't. Just a second. You're making a mistake, Raucho. I am not Pedro Gonzalez. I'm a rancher.
You're a rancher?
Yes, I'll rent you a tuxedo for $2.
What else do you rent?
Well, I rent bicycles, tricycles, icicles, bicycles, long horns, short horns, acorns, auto horns, black suits, blue suits, old suits, new suits, flex, sex, nicks and necks. Not to mention bow ties, hem ties, home ties, apple ties, felt hats, straw hats, soft hats, alley cats, kid shoes, cap shoes, gum shoes. How can you lose? Tweeds, deeds, seeds, and beads. And I lost my yellow biscuit.
You can't fool me, your Gonzalez, a rustler.
Oh, he's fast, Gonzalez. Why are you so afraid of Gonzalez? I met him yesterday, and believe me, I put him in his place.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Well, he ups to me, and he calls me a dirty coyote, a bum, and a good-for-nothing nobody.
And what did you say to him?
After he talks like that to me, I should speak to him.
You're not fooling me. You're Gonzalez. And we're going to shoot you. Stand up against the wall. Get on there.
Just a second. Before you shoot me, don't you think I'm entitled to a last request?
All right. What do you want?
I would like to roll a cigarette.
Where do you want to roll it?
Across the border.
Get in there.
Thousands of women, expert cooks, no longer bake cupcakes at home, but now buy one particular kind. You know this kind must be different. The name of these remarkable cupcakes is Hostess, spelled H-O-S-T-E-S-S. And they're enormously popular simply because each is a gorgeous creation of rich, fine devil's food, thick, creamy icing. Listen, bake cupcakes at home with the best recipe you can find. Compare them with Hostess cupcakes. If Hostess cupcakes aren't better, don't cost you less, you get double your money back. Due to really fine ingredients, Hostess cupcakes are marvelously delicious and guaranteed absolutely fresh because they sell so fast. No chance of getting stale cake. Tomorrow, get a package of two for only 5 cents. Put them in lunch boxes. Eat them for dessert. You'll be glad you did. Look for Hostess cupcakes on your grocer's counter.
This is Jack Haley, your man Friday, hoping to be your man Friday every Friday at the same hour. Good night.
The makers of Wonder Bread and Hostess Cake also invite you to hear the romantic adventures of Pretty Kitty Kelly every weekday over the same station. Here's a collection that long last love is from You'll Never Know. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.